the misty Pendine Sands in South Wales. A beach that has made history. Here in the speed-crazy 20s, Sir Malcolm Campbell tilted at the land speed record.
Ears like blood. 3 miles a minute can never be enough. The sunbeam's captain, take your seat. The aero engine at your feet. Spitting fire, oil, steam. 350 horses scream. You won't come back, you can't survive. But come on, let's just give it one more try.
It's 1925, and Captain Campbell is at Pendine Sands in South Wales, preparing for an attack on the land speed record.
It wasn't one for the money, or one for the fame, but just for the hell of all who came. One for Albion, one for fun, but please God get this record done. You won't be coming back, you can't survive. But come on, let's just give it one more try. But come on now, let's give it one more try.
I do so hope we shall be successful, because if we are, it will, I think, be a great tribute to British design, British workmanship and materials.
The vultures roam, a vague unrest, not in the smoking hole just yet. The flying mile, the distant hum, the watches stop and the deed is done. You won't be coming back, you can't survive. But come on, let's just give it one more try. But come on now, just give it one more try.
But in those hectic days, records were made to be broken. John Godfrey Parry Thomas. He was to make his own mark in racing history, although not quite in the way he intended.
Juggler with Brunel's mind, become a potent brew. Some days you write the story, some days it's writing you. And Challenger, Columbia, fate outsmarts desire. The finest brains are with our vile, speeds the smoke, courage the fire.
Babs, as you call his car, was enormous. 20 feet long and thrust by a 27-litre V12 aero engine. Babs and Parry Thomas hurled themselves along Pendine Sands. Everett's tragedy. Babs crashes and Parry Thomas was killed. The car was buried in the sand, where she lay for almost half a century.
Babs now lives beside the sea. Peace and quiet, guaranteed. An undignified end for a great lady. She was born of nobility, a childhood steeped in luxury. The sisters, they lived their lives at speed. Babs turned her back on a quiet life. The firebrand made for a difficult wife, right up to the day that she took his life.
And a bigger and more powerful Bluebird comes onto the scene to try and regain the record. Challenge for supreme honors and succeeds to the delight of her owner. She gains her first record at a speed of 174.88 miles per hour.
Our man is back on Pendine Shore to bring the record home once more. The hardware's new, worries can, the fastest of them all on land. say you're born to do. Call it obsession, how you're wired. Speed's your smoke, courage your fire.
Today, the car commands a crowd. Her story is a major part of 1920s post-war pioneering endeavor. But getting Bluebird back on Pendine Sands after 90 years proved to be its own incredible feat of engineering.
But 90 years just whist on by. 1,000 miles an hour they try. I'm barely touching the ground they fly. Carbon fiber rocket cars, we learn so quickly, come so far. The follies of that golden age, we'll never see their like again. But sometimes out on Pendine Sands, the beast will roar again.